You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So next week is Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. What is Auckland Council's program this year to get Aucklanders to engage with Te Reo Māori more?
So the theme of Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori this year nationally is Ake Ake Ake, a forever language. And so Council's doing a whole bunch of things. People will see if they're in the city centre, special neon lights that are up to celebrate Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori. There's a program at many of our libraries are running special events, but in particular the Central City Library has a new exhibition called Wawaia Nā Nutu, which is open actually until February, and it's open now. And that gives people a chance to see some of the taonga Māori that's in the library's collection that hasn't actually necessarily been on show before, so it's quite exciting. There's lights on the Harbour Bridge. There's going to be lots of stuff happening around the city, and one of the reasons that it's really important for Auckland Council to embrace it is that we have we do a lot of work towards Māori outcomes, but in particular we have a reo policy for Auckland Council, which is basically about encouraging and promoting the use of Te Reo Māori in everyday places and in everyday interactions. And so this is our chance to sort of live that and make it real for that extra level of celebration for 1 week a year on top of our normal sort of business as usual use of reo.
With the national-led government, this year has seen thousands of people take to the streets across the motu to oppose government policies towards Māori. What does Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori mean this year, considering the current political environment in Aotearoa?
I think there's been a lot of reflection with the passing of Kingi Tuheitia on the phrase he used, and I'm not going to quote it exactly either in reo or English, but that the best thing at the moment is to be Māori, to embrace Māori, to be consciously and openly in solidarity. If you're not, if you don't have whakapapa, but if you are, to step into that identity and embrace it and claim it. That's what I took from his words, from his reo. And I think that's very much the background in which we're operating. I'm really conscious it's not just nationally but also internationally. There's a lot of racism, a lot of what, you know, often either skirts or is explicitly white supremacy. And that's a difficult environment to be operating in if you're a person of colour, if you're Indigenous. And so for a Pākehā like me, being able to be a good ally in that space is really important, and we need to be able to do that locally as well as nationally and globally.
And I also wanted to speak to you today about Council's emission targets. What are Council's emission reduction goals for 2030?
So what we need to focus on is in the transport space. That's our largest contribution to emissions as a city. So we are producing around 40% of our emissions are just from the transport sector. So we have a real focus on that. And so people might have seen the reference to what's called the TERP, which sounds like quite a sort of scary meaningless acronym, but it just means Transport Emissions Reductions Pathway. And it's actually basically just a whole bunch of actions, many of which we've been taking for some years and others of which we're investing more in, that basically we know from international practice will reduce the transport emissions that we produce as a city and play our part in terms of meeting those national emission standards and targets under the Paris Accord. So things like the $50 fare cap for public transport, which has come in recently, that's actually part of the TERP. People might not realise it, but you know, those kinds of things, the fact that we're bringing in low emission buses, so we're shifting systematically to electric buses, we've already shifted to electric trains. The fact that we're working with many, many partners who are actually doing this work as well. So it's not as scary or as fantastical as it sounds. It's actually basically business as usual for a metropolitan city to be reducing its emissions and working in that direction.
Councillor Daniel Newman says Council's transport emissions reduction pathway needs a rethink as he believes it is unfunded, delusional and a fantasy. What would you say to that?
I think we need to think about what the alternative is. The alternative is that we do nothing in the space, that we make emissions worse, because we know, and there is clear evidence that's been put before councillors repeatedly, that doing nothing or making things worse is way more expensive than actually doing something to reduce emissions. The counterfactual here isn't just business as usual, the world will continue as it was. We had these big storms last year, that is climate change happening around us, and we can't do nothing. Doing nothing is way more expensive than doing something. So, you know, I find it really interesting, the use of the word fantasy, because the fantasy here is the idea that we can do nothing, continue as we are, and it won't cost more, because we can't do any of those three things. We can't continue if we are or do nothing, and we can't expect life to continue as it is, and it will definitely cost a lot more than actually taking action.
One of Newman's concerns was funding. How are council's emissions targets being funded?
So I found that really interesting, and if I'm honest, a bit disingenuous, because Councillor Newman's been around the table at local board as well, I think about as long as I have. So we've both been with council, I think, roughly since amalgamation, about 14 years. And we all know that the way that council works is that we have plans, we have pathways, and remembering this is a pathway, and then we fund those over time. And nothing is fully funded right up front. So the idea to pick this one out and go, this isn't fully funded from day one, well, actually none of our plans are fully funded from day one. You come up with a plan, you come up with the aspirations, you talk with the community, you sign it off, and then you work towards it over time. It's never, okay, we have all the money for this on day one, particularly with something as complex with as many moving parts as this. There's like 11 different areas of work for this. And some of those will be work that happens in the community. I'm thinking of the kind of stuff like the Waterview bike train, for example. Now, that's probably had no funding from council. That's something that local community has done with Bike Auckland, with other community groups, with the school. And that probably hasn't cost council a cent, but that's reducing emissions, and that is part of achieving the TERP. So, you know, some of the stuff we don't need to fund.
That was Councillor Julie Therry speaking to me about Te Wiki o Te Reo Māori and Auckland Council's emissions reduction plan.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.